Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, June 2nd. A group of women hunters and anglers has formed a conservation group that defends public lands in six different states, including Colorado. Eric Galatis has this story.
Artemis, a new sportswomen's coalition, was officially launched yesterday. Founded by women from six western states, Artemis aims to defend public lands and waters and iconic species and to develop female leaders in wildlife and land management fields. Jesse Johnson, the group's coordinator, says women have a different way of telling stories and hopes the group will help amplify female voices in the conservation movement.
We've recognized that very often conservation groups tend to market to men first, and I think we are alienating a voice out there that is very vital to a broader discussion as far as conservation of our wildlife and wildlands.
She says along with the privilege of being able to hunt and fish on the nation's publicly owned lands comes an obligation to protect and serve wild places. The group, named after the Greek goddess of hunting, will be recruiting new members at the Wildlife and Public Lands Ale Fest at a brewery in Idaho this Saturday and is planning a national sportswomen's summit in the spring of 2018. Johnson points to recent efforts to transfer management of public lands to states as a priority for the group's policy work. She says all too often when federal lands are handed over to states, they end up being sold off to the highest bidder.
It's 640 million acres in the United States that are public for everyone and held in public trust. It's taking away our ownership, it's taking away our voice, and it's taking away your say-so and what happens to these lands that are a lot of our backyards.
Johnson sees a bright future for increasing the number of women in conservation efforts and says Artemis has a lot of growth potential. She notes one in five hunters are women, as are 25% of the nation's anglers, but they're rarely leaders of sporting campaigns and are not yet proportionally represented in wildlife leadership positions. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Family farms line the southern reaches of the Arkansas River in Colorado. The agricultural community there depends on the river's yearly flows for crop irrigation. But with predictions of less water in the future because of climate change, the region could face trade-offs over the coming decades. KRCC's Dana Cronin has the story.
Matt Heimrich stands at the edge of his 500-acre farm. He's flood irrigating his field of oats and triticale, a hybrid of wheat and rye. The water comes from the nearby Colorado Canal, which branches off the Arkansas River well east of Pueblo.
There's 700 gallons a minute of water right here, maybe, or 650. So there's a pretty good head of water.
Heimrich is one of a handful of farmers left in Crowley County after many sold off their water rights back in the 70s and 80s. He's also the conservation director in the lower Arkansas River Valley for Palmer Land Trust, which has taken a special interest in protecting the region's farmland. Although Heimrich says he usually has enough water to irrigate his fields, he worries about the future of the Arkansas River and his canal.
The Arkansas has challenges. I think it always has. You know, it's essentially a huge watershed, but quite frankly, the resources are somewhat limited, and when we're not in drought, we're usually coming in or going out of drought.
We have wet years and wet periods and dry periods, and that will continue in the future. But any future dry year or five-year period or decade will have much worse impacts because of the warming.
Researcher Jeff Lucas is with the Western Water Assessment out of the University of Colorado Boulder. He says not only will droughts get worse with climate change, but also higher temperatures will cause reduced stream flow in Colorado's rivers, including the Arkansas. The state demographer's office reports the agricultural industry is one of the major economic drivers in the lower Arkansas River Valley.
The biggest gamble you can make because it's rough, but we're hoping for a good year. We're off to a good start with the moisture.
Yeah, so. We are. That's great.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask how.
At a farm outside of Rocky Ford, vegetables and melons are beginning to sprout with the help of drip irrigation, a system where water slowly drips directly into the ground and onto plant roots.
I think we prepared for a future of less when we went to the drip irrigation. We felt like we could still farm our ground with less water.
That's Gail Knapp, the general manager of the family-run farm, Knapp Farms, LLC. Her daughter, Alicia, is the farm's food safety manager. The pair says drip irrigation is not only more water efficient, but also better suited for certain crops. But they say there's not a lot of incentive to convert.
It's more difficult. It's more expensive. It's been very expensive, you know.
They're not promoting you to be more efficient through water laws.
Knapp Farms gets its water from four different canals off the Arkansas River and owns a mixture of senior and junior water rights. Although they've implemented the drip system for certain crops, they continue using the water-intensive flood irrigation method for others. Alicia Knapp says they have other time-sensitive priorities to track before worrying about the potential impacts of climate change.
Labor laws, food safety laws, minimum wage, there's just a lot of different things that go into effect that the average consumer doesn't think has such a high impact on us, but they all play an effect.
Researcher and part-time farmer Mike Bartolo manages Colorado State University's Arkansas Valley Research Center. He says he understands why Arkansas Valley farmers may not be too concerned about the distant future.
For a lot of long-term planners to try to prep for, you know, they can do some, but it's hard to do that when you're really in a sense of survival mode and you really have to address what's immediately in front of you.
Bartolo has spent nearly three decades researching water-saving techniques for the agricultural industry.
Water is always going to be tight, and it's going to get tighter. And I don't think there's any doubt that that's going to happen in some way, shape, or form. You know, we could be deluge and have a tropical rainforest here, but I doubt it. I think we're going to be faced with increasing amount of drought, white streams, and temperatures.
That falls in line with work from researchers like Western Water Assessment's Jeff Lucas. And it's not hard to imagine what the region might look like with less river flow. Just take a drive through Crowley County.
We've gone now a few miles and have all we've seen basically are two irrigated farms, right? So you're looking at maybe 4,000 or 5,000 acres that are still irrigated out of 50,000.
Without many water rights left there, Palmer Land Trust's Heimrich says current residents rely heavily on a single correctional facility for access to full-time jobs. He calls Crowley County the poster child of an agricultural community that's lost much of its water. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
That was the final installment of a three-part series about the Arkansas River Basin, produced by Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KRCC in Colorado Springs. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.